on WNYC, and it does look like we may have two real horse races in the elections around here. The Corzine Christie race in New Jersey has the Republican leading in the polls in a Democrat-leaning state. And if you think Mayor Bloomberg is a shoo-in in New York, the new Quinnipiac survey has Bill Thompson within 10 points of the mayor. Bloomberg was up by 20 just a month ago, and he spent $10 million to affect this decline. We will talk about New York later with former Mayor David Dinkins. Right now, let's meet John Corzine's running mate, State Senator Loretta Weinberg of Teaneck. Senator Weinberg, nice to have you back on WNYC.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. Good to talk to you, Brian.
What's going on in these polls, first of all? New Jersey hasn't elected a Republican for statewide office since Christy Whitman's reelection in 1997, but you and Governor Corzine are trailing in double digits to Chris Christie. Why isn't Governor Corzine more popular?
Well, I think these are tough times for all of us, tough economic times, but this is July. I just joined the Corzine Weinberg team, or they're just there was the second name was finally added for Lieutenant Governor, and Governor John Corzine and I are going to be working very, very hard to bring our message home to New Jersey voters. And I think we're going to end up being successful. It's going to be an uphill battle, but I'm up for it, and I'm looking forward to it. And there's no place to go from here but up.
Well, certainly the economy is the central issue in New Jersey, as in most places right now. And I want to play, you talked about tough choices. Here is Chris Christie talking about tough choices on this show and saying Governor Corzine hasn't made them.
Look at this budget. He really hasn't cut much of anything. What he's done is there has not been one employee who has lost their job, union or political patronage employee in state government. He didn't order a hiring freeze. He did nothing to reduce the size and scope of government in this budget. What he did was he took $2 billion stimulus money from the federal government, which will be a one-shot, which we will not get again after the stimulus package runs out. He increased taxes on property taxpayers and imposed a new payroll tax on business. So he didn't make tough choices here, Brian. I would have reduced the size and scope of government. He did not do that.
So, Loretta Weinberg, Governor Corzine's new running mate, what do you say to Chris Christie?
Well, I would say that Chris Christie hasn't studied our budget. He hasn't actually looked at what Governor Corzine in this legislature did. This budget was cut. It is smaller than the first budget that John Corzine inherited when he came into office 4 years ago. Government has been reduced by approximately 2,000 employees over the last couple of years. So before Chris Christie speaks, perhaps he should learn what the facts are and take a good look at what's really going on in the New Jersey budget. We have cut programs left and right. We've cut patronage jobs. We've cut public employees. Some of it to the disadvantage of the residents we serve, but it's important because of the economic times we're facing. So you know what? I don't mind debating Chris Christie when he's accurate, but when he'd like to make up stories and reorient the, quote, facts, I'd like him to come face-to-face with us, and let's go over it line by line.
All right. Well, you can have your own opinions, but you can't have your own facts. And at the moment, we have two different versions of the facts, so we're going to have to go out and do some fact-checking, folks, and follow up on Loretta Weinberg's and Chris Christie's version of the facts here, because I can't tell you the truth right now, but we will follow up. Yesterday, you were out criticizing Christie's opposition to federal relief for New Jersey. What was that about?
Well, Governor Corzine signed the first stimulus package of any governor in any state in the United States. And yesterday, I was at a site which is going to create 100 new jobs in the state of New Jersey with stimulus money as a new rail station is being built. It is a station that will now make that stop ADA compliant so that less able-bodied people can actually get to the trains and get to from one point to another in New Jersey. It is a stop that when it is completed will enable the passengers who ride those rails to stand under canopies rather than being out in the heat in the summer or the cold in the winter. And it's a stop that then becomes somewhat of an economic engine because as the train develops and as more people come, then little stores open up around there. There are coffee shops and newspaper stands. And it's all done because Governor Corzine, unlike Chris Christie, decided to become President Obama's partner. A partner in economic stimulus, a partner in helping to right our economy. From the 8 years of the George Bush administration, of which Chris Christie was an integral part.
Well, I asked Mr. Christie on the show whether he would, if elected governor, reject stimulus money from Washington like Governors Mark Sanford in South Carolina and Sarah Palin in Alaska did. And here is his response.
If I were permitted to, you know, manage my state the way I saw fit, then I would have no problem with accepting the money. If there were strings attached, then I would have problems with accepting it. And I think, as most Republicans feel, I would have preferred if the stimulus package would have contained more tax cuts than it did. But on the specific question of accepting the stimulus money, I would accept it as long as it did not tie my hands as a manager with strings that I couldn't deal with.
So what about that point at the end? Because that seems to be the centerpiece of his stance on accepting money from Washington that you're criticizing. He says he's going to accept federal money if there are no strings attached. If it makes New Jersey spend more money than it can afford, then that would be a cause to turn it down. Would it not?
Yeah. Of course it would if it made New Jersey spend more money than it could afford, but it doesn't. It adds money to our economy. It helps us hire cops on the street. It helps us create construction jobs. It helps us keep teachers in our classrooms. If those are the strings that are attached that he's talking about, then I think he also has a kind of false view of what this money is about. Of course there are strings attached. When you get money from other levels of government, you have certain issues of accountability and oversight, but there is nothing in the stimulus package that says New Jersey or any other state has to spend more money than it can afford. So, you know, he answers Sean Hannity one way and puts a slightly different spin on it when he's talking to your audience.
Loretta Weinberg, state senator from Teaneck, running with John Corzine now as his lieutenant governor candidate as Corzine runs for re-election. I want to ask you about the corruption scandal and its relevance to the race. Most of those 44 people arrested last week were Democrats, and most had ties of some kind or another to Governor Corzine. The governor attended the inauguration of Mayor Camarena in Hoboken, for example, and not to accuse the governor of anything like corruption himself. But is he too in with the usual crowd to have brought about real change? This did happen on his watch.
You can say it happened on his watch, but he doesn't have anything to do with it. Pete Camarena happens to be the mayor of a large community in New Jersey. He happens to be a Democrat. But what he did was against the law. John Corzine has called these things a matter of character. Well, let me backtrack. What he is alleged to have done is against the law. Governor Corzine has called what's happened here the last week or so a matter of character. It isn't really a matter of law. It's already against the law to do these kinds of things, or these people would not have been able to be arrested and indicted. But I will tell you, Brian, that the Corzine-Weinberg team is going to stand up on these kind of issues and make sure that no member of our administration, of our new administration, has any problem knowing right from wrong, and will stand up on issues of character. And I guess, being known now as the feisty grandmother, I've had plenty of years of experience of teaching my own kids.
Although maybe New Jerseyans should want someone like Chris Christie for this particular moment, because his career has been built on public corruption prosecution specifically.
Well, so has my career been built on public corruption issues. I haven't been a prosecutor, but I know right from wrong, and I know that we're going to run a government that's made up of people who know right from wrong. I know that they're going around touting themselves as prosecutors, but you know what? The governor is not supposed to be a prosecutor. The governor is supposed to be an executive who can bring jobs back to our state, give our kids access to health care. Governor Corzine is the person who brought 80,000 more kids into the health care, into being covered by health care. That's something that not many other states can talk about. We have been partners with Barack Obama in covering our people so that they have access to health care. We have more property tax relief in this budget than has been seen for a long, long time. And I am proud to stand with John Corzine on the fact that we have stood up to the party bosses. Yeah. We have been fighting this kind of corruption, and we're going to continue to fight it.
We just have a couple of minutes left. How about you? This is the first time New Jersey will have a lieutenant governor. I guess it's a good idea considering some of the messy succession situations that we've had in both New York and New Jersey recently. What do you bring to this that might help sway people to your ticket?
Well, I hope I bring my reputation as a somebody who stood up to wrong wherever I saw it, including in my own party or in the other party, as somebody who knows how to get legislation passed. Whether we're talking about covering new moms and their babies for 48 hours in the hospital, or we're talking about money for autism research, somebody who knows how to get things done, hopefully for the right reasons that have the right outcomes for the folks we represent. And that's the role I've played in all of my public life and the role I plan to continue playing in the new Corzine administration.
I read that you lost your life savings in the Madoff scheme. Is that true?
That is true. Although I'd never heard of Bernie Madoff, we had a, what I now put in quotes, financial manager, end quotes, who unbeknownst to us was sending the money that we had been assured was being invested, was actually sending it to Bernie Madoff. So he was somebody who was completely unknown to me. And you know what? It's taught me again. I have had the life experiences that most New Jerseyans have had from some time or another, whether it's losing a loved one who's very close to you, whether it's realizing that you have to struggle in terms of keeping your economic life balanced, or whether it's the exquisite joy of being able to gaze into the faces of grandchildren. I am living it all, and I'm going to continue living it and fighting for all those New Jerseyans who are also living it.
So just on the Madoff thing, your financial advisor was not diversifying. He was sending it all to Madoff, but you thought he was diversifying?
He was. We not only thought so, we were getting reports to that effect.
Does it say anything about your judgment if you trusted this guy and didn't look at the statements?
No, I did look at the statements. And we had an accountant who looked at the statements. So what it tells me about my judgment is that the federal government failed us, the Bush administration, in its deregulation, failed us, that the SEC obviously went in and reviewed this man several times over the last few years of his operation. He himself said he was surprised they didn't catch him.
All right, and there we leave
it. Yes, we did get statements. We reviewed them, and an accountant reviewed them.
Loretta Weinberg, state senator from Teaneck, now John Corzine's running mate in the New Jersey gubernatorial battle. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll have you back during the campaign again.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute, an uncommon economic indicator. Gold selling parties. Have you been to one? Call us, 212-433-WNYC.